This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3063. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Chance Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. Montgomery! The men's room. On tap today, Ryan Castle's in Drunken Charge is into Sit and Spin Now.
Today, 10 songs that teach you how to spell.
S-P-E-L.
A positive drinking story has some healthy beers.
Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, men's room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
Clack, clack.
All right, here we go. Alabama man feeds pet attack squirrel methamphetamines to make sure it's always at the ready.
Meanwhile, a pit bull puppy saves family from a fire and carries out baby by diaper with Teddy.
Cops apologize for Father's Day tweet asking families to turn in wanted dads.
Man sues brewery over woman's only IPA, saying he'll never wear one of those pads.
And a woman pulled over with skeleton riding shotgun. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, we told you about this briefly a few days ago, but it's worth repeating. A couple in Tampa held one of those incredibly annoying gender reveal parties. Now, keep in mind, this is the couple's 10th child. Anyway, they had the pet assist in the reveal. It just happens to be a pet alligator. But in Florida, that's legal. Now, in the fine state of Alabama, it is illegal to keep a pet squirrel. And now the police have launched a manhunt to find a man who kept a pet squirrel. And it might sound like overkill, but this particular guy fed his, and I quote, attack squirrel methamphetamine to keep it aggressive. Seriously. And I don't know how effective his methed out attack squirrel was, but I guess, well, attack squirrels are a thing, maybe. Most people who want a pet that might also provide security, they get a dog, right? It always says beware of dog, like a pit bull. Even if you have a nice pit bull, people are scared of pit bulls. However, in California, a pit bull saved a family from a fire, even carried the seven-month-old kid by her diaper to get her out of the house, because who's a good boy? Listen, if you have a pet, then you got stories, man. But there's always the one that stands out more than the others. And that's what today's question is. Today, we want to know, what did the pet do?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, but y'all's and away we go. Welcome to show number 3063. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as once again the Drunk in Charge. Ryan Castle will be in the house. We will sit and spin today with 10 songs that teach you how to spell.
Couldn't be more excited.
Well, you know what I mean as far as education goes. Songs do help people learn a lot of different things.
Sure.
And depending on the lyrics and the catchiness to those, it's a there's a reason why jingles are so very successful. Individual sounds.
Because Band-Aid stuck on me. Yeah,
everything. Yeah. I mean,
Barry Manilow write some of that stuff? Didn't he write that one, I think?
He wrote a lot of them. Yeah, he was pretty popular.
I think he's the Band-Aid guy.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as far as music goes, we go back to Sesame Street. We go back to Schoolhouse Rock. There's a lot of things out there that that teach you something one way or another. But these songs actually teach you how to spell very important words. You
know, very important, of course.
So you don't ever misspell any of these. God forbid you misspell a word on the social media world. This is going to help you in that department. So 10 songs coming up that'll teach you how to spell. A positive drinking story has some healthy beers. As you know, with the craft explosion in the United States with beer, there's all kinds of different beers out there, and there's all different trends as far as what people are drinking at the time. And one thing that they're now just starting to get into is what they're calling healthy beers. Now, it's long been known that if you're an athlete or if you're a runner or someone, it's not a bad thing to have a beer after a workout. It's got a lot of carbohydrates in it. It's not the worst thing. Now, if you have four or five of them, well, that's a little bit different.
I think this is kind of a health explosion.
But a lot of people are known to go out, and from their workout, if they're in a workout group or a running club or whatever, they'll go out and have a beer.
Sure.
So what the companies have decided is that, hey, what if we came up with a healthy beer?
As long as it doesn't taste different, man.
So a few, and who knows about the taste, but a few marathon runners, they came up with a beer that has electrolytes in it. It has omega-3s in it. It has all these different things that you would look for that would kind of be similar to a Gatorade.
I'm in.
But it still is a low-carb, a medium-carb, low-calorie beer. So now you can get a craft beer that's low in calories, low in carbs, has all the electrolytes. Has
you know me, man.
You need.
Always reading the labels.
And, you know, and some vitamins. Who knows if this stuff works, but it's a new trend, and we'll bring it to you with a return of a positive drinking story. And today our question, what did the pet do? We start in Alabama. Because this is pretty normal. An attack squirrel housed in an Alabama apartment and fed methamphetamine by its owner to make sure it stayed aggressive was rescued on Monday.
They figured it out because the squirrel, and this is strange, was wearing a tank top.
The squirrel was removed from the alleged drug den by investigators following a bust in an apartment there. One man identified as Ronnie Reynolds was arrested at the scene, but the sheriff's office is still looking for another suspect.
Ooh.
The caretaker of the squirrel himself, Mickey Polk. The sheriff's office said
Mickey, the squirrel caretaker.
Prior to the drug raid, officials were told that Polk kept an attack squirrel in his home. If you are wondering, it's illegal in Alabama to have pet squirrel.
That's not the part I'm wondering about.
Officials found the squirrel and released it into the wild. Boy, that's going to cause some hell.
But wait, the squirrel that's high on methamphetamine.
That doesn't seem good for the other squirrels.
Well, the sheriff says there's no safe way to test a squirrel for meth. A meth drug paraphernalia and body armor were seized at the apartment. Authorities are genuine with information about where in the world Mickey Polk could be. I want you to contact authorities.
And I'll tell you what, I just watched a video. That squirrel's on meth.
Oh, yeah. They have a video of the squirrel?
Yeah. He's just like jumping around the cage.
Attack. Oh, okay. There he is.
There he is. You can see his eyes, how dilated his pupils are.
Man.
And then watch this. Mm. He's going to come over here and just start leaping around the cage like a maniac because he's a squirrel on meth.
Oh, damn. Squirrel on meth. What do you know? Okay. A hero pit bull puppy saved a baby girl and her family from a fire that spread to their home, according to the child's mother. Just before midnight, Sasha, an eight-month-old pit bull, alerted the sleeping family to danger by barking and banging on the door of their Stockton, California home, according to Fox 40. Nana, I'm not even going to attempt to say her last name.
Come on, man. I went through it earlier. It's like Chadawada?
Chanchin.
No, come on.
Chahanda.
Where?
Chachichandia. Chimichanga.
Chai Chanda.
Nana Chaichanda opened the door to see why the dog was yelping and behaving strangely. Before she even realized her cousin's building in the fourplex was on fire, Sasha barged through the door and ran into 7-month-old Masala's room.
She had already had my baby by the diaper and was dragging her off of the bed, according to Chen Chinchanda. Che Chichanda said she's not surprised that Sasha rushed to her youngest daughter's aid. The pair has had a special bond and even bathed together.
What?
She said her cousin was not home at the time of the fire, and thanks to the dog's heroism, no one was injured. Normally, she says she does not keep the dog outside at night, but she's happy that she did on this particular occasion. I owe her everything. If it wasn't for her, I would have still been in bed, and things could have taken a turn for the worse. The fire eventually did spread to their unit, and her home is currently unlivable. They're staying with another family member while they figure out for a new place to live. Our question, what did the pet do? 844-999-OLA.
I'm having a hard time moving past the attack squirrel. One, just having a squirrel as a pet's ridiculous, but then to call it an attack squirrel. This guy with the body armor, all right? So obviously you're paranoid or you're up to no good or whatever. And a squirrel is an animal that you've convinced yourself is going to best protect you.
I think
I'm just having a very difficult time. You took the time to buy body armor, right? Sounds like a guy who's going to be prepared for what he perceives to be a bad situation. And then you pick a squirrel as your attack animal.
Sure.
I'm sorry, man. I'm not okay with that.
But you can never underestimate the powerful effect of doing methamphetamines.
Right. This is what I mean. And
also,
then I just looked real
also,
quick.
Also, you think this guy's nuts because if you come in that location, he's going to sick that squirrel on you.
Is he?
Yes, and nobody in their right mind wants to have a squirrel attack them and run up to them.
Look, I looked this up real quick. Do squirrels make good pets? And according to the Costa Canyon Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Los Angeles, no. They said it's a terrible idea. They make lousy pets for numerous reasons. They say, look, man, they're cute, but they suck. Like, they're just not good pets.
Right. And when a squirrel attacks someone, like in a park or whatever, they go straight for the head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't mess around.
They go for the soft bitch.
So, yeah, I mean, if that thing attacked you, you would lose your mind. What did the pet do? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Phil. Welcome to the men's room.
Aloha.
Hola.
How are you guys doing? First time caller. Great show. Love the laugh. Keep it going.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
So my story is, it was back when I was still in the Army. Me and my wife did a little getaway weekend, and I had a puppy. She was a pit bull King Corso. So when she was fully grown, she was like about 60, 70 pounds. But while she was a puppy, I went out for the weekend and had my buddy check in on her, like Saturday, Sunday, you know, just feed her, let her out. So first time he came in, she totally wrecked the kitchen that she was kenneled up in. She dug through the drywall and just made a total mess. My buddy was freaking out. And, so he gave me a call. I was very disappointed in him. I just gave him some mess about it. But, that's what my puppy did.
How far did the puppy dig into the wall?
She dug past the barricade, and we had to pretty much repair that square of drywall before we moved out.
And nothing is worse than having to repair drywall.
Because
you're not going to call someone else to do it.
No,
you're
going to do this.
Right, and then it sucks. And it sucks quickly, and it sucks for a while.
What was our slogan for Home Depot? Home Depot, we'll see you twice.
Yeah, you'll be back.
You'll be back. You'll
Home Depot, you forgot something.
You'll buy the wrong thing, we guarantee it. Keep that receipt, Home Depot. What did the pet do? 844-999-OLA.
Even light bulbs, man.
Anything.
Like, you go to get light bulbs.
Especially for the one
over the wrong size base.
The one over the oven. That one.
That was you look everywhere, and then like even though light. The bulb is the same size, but the base is different. I don't know why that just pisses.
And you got to be careful with that microwave light. You got to make sure that thing's completely unplugged.
Oh, really? You're going to get shocked pretty well. If it's not grounded.
Or just, it shorted it. I saw somebody was in my house, and they're just like, oh, your light's out. And they just kind of yanked it out or put a new one in, and it shorted out the whole microwave.
Oh, damn.
Get out of here. Is that why you had to get a new microwave?
No, I don't have one.
Oh, okay.
This is my old place.
Okay.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hola!
Hey, so I was probably about 9 years old. And it was Easter Sunday, and my mom had just made this big Easter breakfast, big 12-egg scrambled egg plate right in the middle of the dinner table. And there was a car accident outside, so we all got up real quick and ran out to make sure everyone was okay. And we have this little toy poodle, probably about, like, I don't know, 6 pounds. And we get back, and all the eggs are gone.
He ate like a dozen eggs?
Yeah, a dozen eggs.
How bad were this dog's farts, man?
The worst part is you could feel the eggs moving inside this. And he was just laying on the ground, just so miserable. You could just tell. And he's like, why did I do that?
Well, dogs are, a lot of dogs are insatiable, man.
Yeah,
hounds will just keep eating. They don't care.
Hounds are weird.
You can't keep a bowl of food out. They'll just continue to eat it.
Years and years and years ago, I'm dating this chick, and we're living together, and she has a cat. And we do Thanksgiving dinner, but it's like potluck style, whatever. It's just a bunch of broke friends, right? So we do it at our place. Anyway, we'd made the turkey. Everyone sits out there. We sit down. We have our first course. And like anything on Thanksgiving, you get up to get seconds. The apartment was small, so you had to walk into the kitchen. Dude, the cat had stripped this turkey bare, man. I walk into the kitchen, and I remember this moment. The turkey, I mean, it's just this giant bone is sitting on a cutting board, right? And, you know, you're just looking at it like, wait, what? And then the cat's head pops up from behind it. And we just kind of lock eyes. And I'm pissed, but I'm kind of laughing. Like, you ate all of this. That cat was so sick for like 2 days, man. Just puking up turkey constantly. But I've never seen a turkey pick that clean in my life.
Yeah, my dog, Tigger, he was legendary for 1 year. We came home on Thanksgiving. He ate two pumpkin pies.
He ate two pumpkin pies?
And lived. He was a Scottish Terrier. I mean, he wasn't a big dog. He ate that.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, I mean, it was also really funny to me and my brother, because my sister, you know, when like kids get a certain age, they want to bake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she had like specifically made these pies. I mean,
they must have been delicious.
To this day, me and my brother give her crap about it.
Good job.
Yeah, Tigger loved them.
Well, they must have been great.
Yeah, because dogs have a judgy palate on pies.
Who knows?
He didn't stop.
What else was he famous for? He ate like I remember once I ate a thing of chicken wings, and I left the bones in the trash.
Oh, no.
Like a jackass. He ate them all.
Ate all the bones.
That's
like one of the worst things. What, chocolate and chicken bones, right?
Yeah.
Raisins.
I'm telling you, that nothing
to
that dog.
Raisins are bad. Grapes are bad.
Why
would you give your dog a grape?
They'll eat anything.
Because maybe you gave him all the salami and crackers, so now the only thing left to eat is the grapes.
Grapes and the cheese.
Not that I ever saw this happen.
That's a bougie-ass dog.
What did the pet do? 844-999-OLA.
I mean, damn. Hello, Annie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So about 5 or 6 years ago, I'm working at a restaurant, say Father's Day, Mother's Day buffet, and I get off work and I take a 2.5-pound end cut of prime rib home with me, put it in a go box, dash it underneath the back seat of my truck with my dog. I have a 90-pound pit bull. Stop at the bar to get a pack of cigarettes, and I come out and open the door just in time to see her take this giant swallow. In the back of the truck. She ate the whole thing in less than 2 minutes that it took me to go into the bar.
Wow. And that's the burnt end, good crispy
right,
pieces
the part
with
you
the
want.
Bar.
Yeah,
you know
right?
What I mean?
It's the best.
Like, legit best part of the prime rib, right?
Oh, that
so
sucks.
At her.
Now, did the dog get sick at all, or was it just a good meal?
I don't even know. I don't even know if she even tasted it.
That's the thing, prime rib is such a special thing because it's not always available. Even restaurants that have it pretty well just have it one day a week, right?
Yeah.
Unless it's a prime rib place specifically. You know,
well, like she said, Mother's Day or Father's Day, right? That's prime rib season.
And that's when you get it. So it's like, it's you know, it's like something weirdly seasonal. Like you only see it every once in a while. So when you get it, you're all excited.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Annie. As far as getting that part of the prime rib, did you like call dibs on that before you served anything else?
No, we had just been slow enough. We had like one extra one. So I was like, I had a buddy and I said, hey man, you know, cut me off a chunk of that prime rib and I want like the end piece, you know, I want the best spot.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to fat kid this thing. Like I'm so excited. So we get home and like an hour later, she's laying on the floor and she's panting and it's not hot, you know, and I look at her and I'm like, what in the hell is wrong with you? Oh, you got the meat sweats, don't you?
Yeah.
And she's just laying down there just dying. Well, it stopped her up for 3 days.
And if you asked, she would do it again.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, there would be no second.
3 days, make it four.
Yeah, right? Prime rib night.
I wake up at like 3 a.m. to her jumping off the bed, and she projectile pooped all over my room.
Oh,
and that's the prime rib that you're supposed to eat now sprayed across. That is like a double F you
from
that dog.
Now every time I smell horseradish.
I get her outside. Well, I get her outside, and she's squatting and walking through the yard just pooping her ever-loving brains out. And I'm out there screaming at her, and I'm like, yeah, that's right. That's what you get for eating my prime rib, you awful dog.
Did you ever think to yourself as you're watching her squat and walk across the lawn, man, oh, man, that could be me.
No.
Should have been like me out here.
Do you still have the dog?
Yes, I do. Yeah, okay. She's 10 now.
All right. Mm. Did she ever eat anything else?
Yeah, she ate a pound bag of pepper jerky that I brought home from Montana.
Man, she's a meat eater.
But she only goes. Yeah, she only goes through the bag. This is pepper jerky from Montana. The dog's like, ooh, don't mind if I do.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, the prime rib burnt end. Don't mind if I do.
Difference is, man, that jerky will back you up for days. As much as he ran out, like, I gotta go.
I mean, he'll be like, when will I go?
Please.
I gotta poop.
What did the pet do? 844-999. Hold on, more your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Oh, boy.
It's a doozy.
Police in Northern California were shocked to discover the fate of a runaway pet pig after they asked a neighbor to watch her while they tracked down the owner. It's a very strange case. Strange case, according to the lieutenant in control of the investigation.
I think you should point out to people that as you repeat the story, some people are going to say, hey, man, you've told us this story before.
Nope.
This is an entirely different story than the other story that is eerily like this.
Different continent, but really a strange occurrence. Princess, a nearly 400-pound pig, went missing from her Humboldt County home on March 23rd. She was later spotted in a neighbor's yard, as shown in a post published on a Facebook page for lost and found animals in the area. After the wandering pig was found, the police department arrived on the scene to help Princess get home, noting to the San Francisco Gate that calls of this kind are not out of the ordinary in this community where residents typically have a few acres of land and they own their own livestock.
Mm-hmm.
So police asked a nearby neighbor if he could keep Princess in his gated yard while they located her owner. He added, this is also a practice that is very common in the area. Well, the neighbor agreed, and the police quickly found the owner. But when police returned to pick up Princess, they were horrified to find that she was in the process of being butchered for meat in the resident's driveway. We were totally shocked and surprised to learn the pet pig had been slaughtered. According to the Huffington Post, the homeowner who had agreed to watch Princess wasn't the man responsible for killing her. Another man, who was at the homeowner's residence at the time, took it upon himself to kill the pet in the homeowner's yard without the homeowner's knowledge. The man then moved Princess to the driveway to butcher her. They say the entire incident occurred in the span of about 2 hours. Given the stage of the butchering process he was in, he must have slaughtered the pig very shortly after the officer had left. Princess's owner reportedly did not witness the gruesome scene, but was devastated by the news of what happened to her beloved pet. Hogan told the newspaper that she had Princess, who turned one in January, since she was a little piglet, and occasionally bottle-fed her in her living room. Hogan's daughter even showed Princess at the state fair. She's a very sweet pig. She's not aggressive. She likes to be around people.
And now I can smell her cooking on my neighbor's grill.
Mm-hmm. As for Hogan, she seems to want nothing more than justice for the killing. I think that the hardest part of this is knowing that there's somebody out there that's enjoying her for breakfast.
Oh.
No, she didn't say that, but she said that for a fact. I thought it added to the story. What did the pet do? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jeremiah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello?
Hello? Hola, naked dinosaurs.
Hola.
Hola.
So, this story happened when I was in high school.
coming home to the parents' house, obviously, in which I lived.
Hello.
Right. I came home, and the dogs always greet me when I'm at home. We had two dogs, one a Heinz 57 and the other a Heinz 57. They always ran to the door to greet me.
Got it.
Well, they weren't there. So I started calling their names. And I heard rustling and I heard noises. And I went through the living room, down the hallway, heard more noises. And then I saw them. My parents like to use goose down feathers. Goose down feather pillows.
Ah, okay.
As their pillows. Well, they were lying there on the bed. Two pillows ripped completely open. About a 2-inch layer of goose down on top of the bed. And many more feathers around the bed. And they were just looking at me silently, both of their tails wagging. And every time their tails hit the bed, there were these little tufts of feathers that just bounced up.
I bet your parents are pretty excited about that.
Oh, yeah. No, they were ecstatic.
Let's just say, I mean, at this point, the way I would see it is, this is not my problem. All right. And then what I would do from there is lie to my parents and say, I did not even notice anything happen.
Yeah. Do you like the goose down pillow?
They're a little hot. Man. I just like a flat ass pillow. Like, just give me a flat, flat ass pillow. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I used to have goose down bed.
The bed was goose down.
Was it comfortable? You just sweaty, sink into it.
You're just a sweaty mess.
Sweating done. What did the pet do? 844-999. Hold on, more of your calls coming up here in seconds.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.